Let's turn to Wall Street now, where all eyes are on the Federal Reserve meeting this week. Economists are watching closely to see when the central bank will begin scaling back its bond buying policies and how Fed officials are reacting to the rise of the Delta variant in the U.S. Data out later this week is expected to show the U.S. economy grew by about 9% in the second quarter of the year. Let's bring in NPR business correspondent David Gura. Hi there.
Hey, Celeste.
So there is a two-day meeting coming tomorrow. Based on what we heard in the June meeting, what do we expect now?
Yeah, we'll get this statement on Wednesday from the members of the Federal Open Market Committee. That's the group that sets Fed policy. Then there'll be this news conference with the Fed chair, Jerome Powell. And economists are not expecting a whole lot of news out of that statement, at least. Powell has been pretty adamant that the Fed is prepared to keep things as they are until the economy has recovered. That is to say, it's prepared to keep interest rates low, planning to keep buying billions of dollars worth of bonds to prop up the U.S. economy. And remember, the Fed's focus is on two things, principally on the labor market, getting the U.S. to full employment, and on keeping inflation within a target range. So what economists are going to be listening for on Wednesday in his comments is really any indication of when he and his colleagues would start to scale back that bond buying program. And consensus seems to be he's likely to give us more clarity on that in a few weeks. There's a big meeting in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, that the Kansas City Fed puts on. A lot of central bankers go to that, give big speeches. He's on the agenda. He's scheduled to do that as well.
And the reason that we're talking about bond buying is that Jerome Powell said the bank will not raise interest rates until it tapers down this bond buying program. Fed officials are kind of divided over when interest rates might go up, though. Why?
Yeah, you know, the reason for that division among policymakers is there's still just a lot of uncertainty about the economy right now. Obviously, it's been doing really well, but there are still millions of Americans who are out of work. That's one big concern. Another one has to do with inflation. We have seen prices going up on everything from cars to houses to food to electronics. And economists just don't have a clear sense of how long that's going to last, how sustained that inflation is going to be. So policymakers at the Fed, including Jay Powell, are waiting just to see what happens before they make a move, before they start scaling back those bond purchases.
So Thursday, the second quarter GDP data will be released. Economists are expecting to show that economic growth peaked during the spring. Why is economic growth slowing down?
This is going to be a big number. These are data from April through June when there was this surge in spending. People were going out. They were traveling. Businesses had reopened. We're going to see the kind of growth that we haven't seen since before the pandemic. You asked about kind of cooling off, and that number isn't going to tell us much about the future. There's concern that growth could slow in these coming months because of COVID-19. That's a big thing. A lot of worry about the Delta variant. Inflation is another. And then there are still these ongoing issues with the supply chain and what happens to the economy now that a lot of these government programs that were put in place in the early days of the pandemic are starting to wind down. I mean, right now, the economy has been humming along in large part thanks to some pretty big spending programs, both from the Federal Reserve, as we discussed, and also from Congress.
We have seen a rise in inflation. Some people have called them inflation surges, although Fed officials have said these surges are temporary in the inflation. Are they beginning to worry that these inflation rises could be not temporary?
You're right. What we've heard from the Fed chair and from the Treasury Secretary, from Janet Yellen as well, is that this is transitory, which is another word for temporary, that this has been caused by the economy being shut down and then reopened. It's just evening out, trying to figure out what's going on. But we are at this point where we're noticing them. A lot of what we're buying costs more, and no one really knows what transitory means. Again, yes, it means temporary, but how long is this period going to last? We don't have a very clear sense of that. And so there are layers of uncertainty on top of the fact that we just don't know how long this is going to go on.
And what have we heard about the effects of the Delta variant, at least on the economy?
Yeah, I've been struck by how many economists are nodding to the Delta variant. It's a thing that they're watching, but they're drawing a distinction between how fast it's spreading and what we went through last year. We've seen a few economists revise their forecasts for growth down a bit because of what we've seen, but most of them have not. So I'd say that they're paying attention to what's going on. The Fed is doing that as well. Jay Powell has said many times in the past that the virulence of the virus is what's driving the economy. Most economists expect continued growth through the rest of this year. Companies are hiring. People have saved money. They're spending again. And you got to remember, there's a point at which we're no longer going to see the kinds of numbers that we've seen. We've come out of this massive downturn. There has been this groundswell, Celeste. But economists say eventually that has to even out.
NPR business correspondent David Gura, as always, thanks so much, David.
Thank you.